The closest contest is in the North Summit Recreation District, with only 10 votes separating the decision. The district was asking voters to increase the mill levy on their property taxes to raise $35,000 a year to fund programming costs after the Summit County Council eliminated their annual stipend for the rec district starting next year. Another close race is in the Oakley City Council contest. Dave Neff, Joe Frazier, and Tom Smart are the top three vote-getters for the four-year term seats. However, Les England is only 15 votes behind Smart. Summit County Clerk Kent Jones said the only race he expects that might have a different outcome is the Recreation District vote. The final vote canvas is set for November 19th. 52% of the voters in the South Summit School District voted against the $87 million bond to build a new high school on district-owned property west of Camas. There's only a difference of 123 votes between those for and against the bond. Despite their efforts to educate voters, Superintendent Chad Sorensen says even with more votes coming in, he doesn't expect the margins of the vote will change. But he did hear that there were a number of people who voted in person because they hadn't received their ballots in the mail. He said the vote was bittersweet.
I feel that the Board of Education did due diligence in looking at all possible solutions and proposing what they felt was the best solution, and then having the opportunity to inform and educate, and I think we did a much better job this time. My goal was that people did not have to vote without information. And I've heard a lot of feedback from people that they appreciated all of the information that was provided from the district so that they can make an informed decision. So to me, that is a celebration. And when I talk about the bittersweet, that is one of the sweets, because I think we did a great job in helping our community know the facts and know the information.
He thinks there are a few reasons why the bond lost. There are certainly those, he said, who feel overtaxed and just felt that the bond was too expensive.
I think there's another fraction that didn't like the fact of where the facility was going to be located and felt that putting that facility there would be the first step in many homes and other things out there and taking away that what they want to serve as pristine open space. And then I think there's a small fraction that just didn't see the need for a high school, felt a different plan, maybe working on that other end with elementaries and then moving grades among schools if a new elementary school was built.
That's the superintendent of the South Summit School District, Chad Sorensen. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.